Who threw a rock and killed Goliath?
Jezebel!
Who is Jesus' mother?
Jezebel!
Jezebel! You know, like.
Hello, everybody. It has been longer than it was supposed to have been. We have had some of the most difficult technical difficulties, most frustrating technical difficulties we've had in the year and a quarter that we've started this podcasting thing, and now it just so happens to affect two other podcasts. So it's been a little bit longer than you're used to because we had a wonderful weekend where we recorded a bunch of episodes for everybody's podcasts, and then they all got deleted. And we're unsalvageable. So here we are.
So enjoy this upcoming episode of Three Semi-Grown Men.
Yeah. There's still a little bit of tension in the studio.
Yeah.
Every time I walk in, I'm just kind of like...
Well, and that event probably doesn't make it any better.
No.
You know, like...
That's the cause of the tension.
It's yeah. Not, I mean. Matt, when I tell you to our listeners so you understand... We get off work Friday at 5, and we're here at the studio at 6:30 to record Kick It, Don't Quit It. We're here for probably
maybe 20 minutes.
Probably 20, 25 minutes, and the computer shuts off. Like, it just dies. Oof. It was plugged up the entire time. We thought it was charging, and it kicks on, so we're going. I think it was like 22 minutes into their episode. One of the hosts goes, the computer shut off, and that was the end of it. So we don't try it again. We give up. I mean, from there, we're just frustrated. There's nothing mm-hmm. really you can do about it.
I almost burned the place down.
I mean, it was we was right there. Saturday comes, and we have to record our podcast. And we have a rule now, since we've dropped down to 30-minute episodes, which we hope you guys enjoy, that since we do 30-minute episodes, we try to at least record two so we can have the month's worth of episodes for you guys. So we get through one, everything's good. I don't remember what the event was that Saturday, but yes, I do. It was Arise Women's Prayer Meeting.
Yep.
So we had an event at church that Saturday that all the ladies were having a women's prayer meeting. Well, I get a phone call from my wife in a sheer absolute panic that I was not home to pick her up yet. There was some miscommunication, some plans got not talked about. We won't point fingers, but love you, sis. So that happened. So we start the second episode, and we're like, I don't even know how far y'all got into it. I wasn't even there for the start.
4 minutes.
Yeah, I wasn't even there for the start of the second episode. So they're like, all right, we're just going to cut it. We quit. We leave. Sunday comes. So again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we are here at the studio putting in work. Sunday comes. We have church. We have class. We have all this stuff going on, and we get here at what, 4:30, something like that.
3:30 because we had to record.
That's right. I had a photo shoot that I had to do prior to this, so like I'm
pretty sure we had
to get
practice
here.
That day too.
Yeah, I mean, we had just so much stuff going on. So we get here and we record the big circle that you guys should go listen to.
No, we record Kicking Don't Quit It first.
Oh, you are correct. We did. Yeah, we tried to re-record it. Yeah, no, you're right. So we record the girls' podcast first. Everything goes smoothly. Then the guys get here, and we've got to reset and set all their stuff up. We record their podcast, and everything's good.
We're here for almost 3 hours.
Yeah, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you have to sit back and do all the editing and the producing and all that stuff, it does get a little time consuming.
Yeah, because that's not even touching editing. That's strictly
recording.
That's
just strictly recording.
I mean, from 3:30 to 6, we're recording.
Yeah.
Then we have to go home, turn around, and start editing and creating posts to post for social media to keep the channels active and to keep people interested.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Man. So there's a lot that goes into it. So Shelton had Monday off, was able to kind of really dedicate some good time to it, because it's a lot to have a personal life. You know, he's married, you know, it's hard to be active in church and, you know, all the things that we're invested in. It's hard to add a second full-time job to. So he had Monday off, and he was sitting there, man, and I get a phone call at like 9:30, and he goes, oh my God. And I go, what? He goes, bro, every episode that we recorded this weekend is gone. And I'm like, what do you mean gone? He said, bro, they are gone. And I'm like, oh, my God. So, needless to say, to all of our listeners who was looking for an episode, not this week, but last week, that is what had happened. And we have been scrambling ever since to try to get something out there.
Yes.
So, that was just the tip of the iceberg. That was from both of us. Now I'll let Shelton tell his lovely week story.
Yeah.
About what he's talking about beforehand. Come back from your trip.
Oh. Okay.
About why the rest of the
week
is
yes, 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 yes. Okay. So, after that, I mean, just awful experience. Yeah. I mean, just ruin of a couple weeks. My wife and I were... Hello?
Somebody there?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, Nick just pulled up.
Oh, okay.
My wife and I had a trip. We were going to Nashville just to get away. It had been a few months since we'd been able to go on a trip. We were both kind of worn down.
Yeah.
Starting to pick fights and just really struggling to keep our head up. We needed a break, a time to just reset. So we went to Nashville, had a great time. It was wonderful. We kind of went down there with the attitude that we weren't going to spend any money because we didn't have a whole lot of money. You can't ever say that around my family. We had eaten dinner with my grandparents, Grammy and Pappy, the night before, that Thursday before we left. And it had just gotten brought up. Alexis had said something about it, and it got brought up. And I was like immediately like palm to the head, like, you shouldn't have said that, because they would not let us leave their house without us taking the money that they had offered us.
Right, yeah.
So they actually didn't have the money on them, but they said they were going to stop by our house that morning and give us the money, and they did exactly that. Pappy came in, handed me the wad of cash, and said, "Y'all got any coffee?" And I was like, "Yes, Pappy. For this amount of money, we can get you some coffee." So we
went to the fridge with it.
Yes. So, but we went. We had a little bit of spending money. Had a good time. We were very grateful for all of it. We come back, and in January, February, there was a point in time where for like a week, we didn't get above 20 degrees.
Correct.
And so our heat was on emergency mode constantly, and that's just funneling electricity. And so we got a electricity bill for February that is almost $450.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are we gonna pay this? She gets paid monthly.
Yeah.
And I get paid weekly. And so we have a good system that kind of works, but there's a little bit of wiggle room. So if we have a bill that's somewhere between $200 and $350, was the highest that we had seen. We were able to wiggle in that area. But $450,
that's a lot of money.
And so we came back from this trip and we're like, man, I don't know how we're going to pay this. Like, we're talking about pulling all the money out of our savings. I'm talking about maybe having to like DoorDash or something to get a little extra cash. And by the grace of God, I mean, this was really a God thing. My bonus check hits. It's less than I thought it was going to be, but it was something. Our taxes come back, and when I did the taxes on, I think we used TurboTax, it said that we were going to get a certain amount of money because federal was going to be pulled out.
Yeah.
Well, federal got pulled out, and we got double the amount that it showed.
Good, good.
So, I mean, that was awesome. And
we still haven't filed yet.
Yeah, and then March is a – there's five Fridays in March, and so I get paid every Friday. So I get I get basically like an extra check this month. So instead of having to pay my $400 car note at the beginning of the month, I'm able to hold off and pay it next week whenever it's actually due, and we'll have plenty of money to be able to pay off that utility bill,
good,
pay any credit cards or bills or anything like that to try to get our feet back under us a little bit. So, I mean, I was like pulling my hair out on Tuesday, and then Thursday I was like, oh, okay, we got this.
Yeah, dude, I feel you. I get it, man. That's kind of how we were. So I guess my adultish moment for the week just kind of plays into it. So, like, we moved into our house yesterday. And, funny story real quick.
That was awful.
That was pretty bad. So, funny story. So, we've been homeowners almost 6 months, okay? And we literally just stayed our first night last night. So we bought the house back in October. We got it October 12th. And then Arkansas is good for two things. Stupid weather.
Yep.
And taking your time.
Yep.
So the State Department, God bless them, because they did great work when they was able to, but they were just very slow. When they was called upon to do the septic system for the new way, mm-hmm. at their new building, we called them November 27th, something like that, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. It was the end of November. They kept pushing it off and pushing it off, and then they finally finished it like 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, I got rain, snow, that kind of stuff did kind of push them back.
Right.
But, like, you know, there was plenty of time in between to go out there and do testing, and, mm-hmm. you know, they just waited to do it all at once, literally all in one day.
Yeah.
So we're moving in, we get all this stuff, and my lovely wife, I love her to death, okay? But she has a tendency of forgetting things, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're in the car the other day, and I get a phone call, and I'm like, hello? She goes, oh, thank God it worked. I said, what? She said, I forgot to pay the phone bill. I said, okay, no problem. I was like, just mm-hmm. pay the phone bill, just no worries. So she pays the phone bill right there on the phone, okay? So she hangs up, she calls me back, and she's like, I'm such an idiot. And I go, why? She goes, I double paid our phone bill. I said, what? She said, babe, I paid $386 to Verizon because I already paid the phone bill. She says, we have $46 in our bank.
Oh, my gosh.
I go, oh, my God. Mm. And, I mean, we have to move. I mean, like, today, so, like, we're putting, like, we got to put gas in people's car. Like, we're having to buy the boys' food. Thank God I have these young boys or I'd be screwed on moving.
Right.
You know, so, like, we're just, so, I mean, we're struggling because, so, like, we're having to pull money out of our savings account just mm-hmm. to kind of make sure we got to put gas in our car. You know, right. little stuff like that, just the little stuff. And, it was like a godsend, man. I had two photo shoots last week that we got paid for. I've got a photo shoot tomorrow and Sunday that we're getting paid for. I'm getting paid for the work for Tulo.
Right.
And so it's like, and then once we get our tax returns, once we file, you know.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
You know, so it's like.
You're not going to get your taxes until like to June.
Dude, I've not filed either.
I haven't either.
Oh, as soon as we get our W-2s, I'm on it.
Well,
I want that money.
Usually we do,
I
too.
I was, and then TurboTax is going to take all my money, so I'm filing on the IRS website.
Well, here's why.
Because I have to file with Deluxe because I have a health savings account from Allen.
Here's why we haven't filed. So, I love my wife to death, okay? But her job, ever since she started working there, has not pulled the proper amount of federal taxes out of her check, okay? She also gets paid monthly. I mean, you know that. So, well, hypothetically here, let's say she gets $1,400 a month, okay? Mm-hmm. They're only taking, like, $35 out of $1,400. So if she makes $15,000 a year, again, hypothetical, if she makes $15,000, they're taking, like, $1,500, which, you know, in Arkansas, I think the federal tax limit is, like, 22. I think it's, like, up to 22% of your check is what they're allowed to take. Well, they're taking like 2% of her check.
Uh-uh.
So for the last 5 years, we've had to pay in,
mm-hmm.
or like we're Will still.
She, can she not adjust that?
We've tried to three times. We've every mm-hmm. year when she does her W-2s, we adjust it. We tell them take out the most, and then we've added an additional $20 on top of what they're supposed to be taking. For some reason, they're just not taking it. So we're really just holding off on doing it. Like, we're holding off on the inevitable.
I got you.
I just don't,
you'll have to pay
in. I just don't want to know how much we're going to have to pay in again is why we haven't filed yet. Because mm-hmm. me, you know, when I started working, I made them pull out 24%. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not paying in. I'll go broke before I got to pay in. Like, I won't do it. And so that's why we haven't.
Well, I looked when I went on TurboTax to file mine.
If they're pulling 24% of yours and 2% of hers, you might get like a crisp $5 bill from.
No. Uncle Sam will take that five and take. I owe you.
We filed last year together, and we didn't notice it mm-hmm. like at all. Like, we never noticed. I was working in Jonesboro about a year ago. Maybe a year and a half ago, and I was doing it on my lunch break, and I noticed that when I put my information in there, it was green and had the plus, mm-hmm. and I was getting like $800. Well, then I put her information in there, and it went gray. And I was like, I thought maybe my phone was messing up, so I took all her stuff out and started all over, scanned all the stuff, you know, checked it. Mine was green, put hers in there gray. Well, then I got to reading, and it said once you click it and you hit submit or file E, whatever, mm-hmm. it'll then tell you, hey, your return is or you owe. And it said, like, you owe, like, $1,267.
Yep.
And I go, what? So then I took all of my information out and just put hers, and it took all $700 or $800 of mine, and that was what was left from hers. So it took my entire tax return, mm-hmm. and then that's what we still owed out of hers. I was like, oh my God.
Do not file jointly. Filing jointly is only beneficial if you have a stay-at-home housewife.
Or if you have kids.
Or if you have kids. Because I was looking at mine and Chloe's. Man, I put my information in. I just added her as a spouse. I didn't put any of her information in. Bro, we was getting $2,500. I said, thank you, Jesus. I put hers in. I said, it said, you owe the federal government money. I said, we'd file it separate.
Yeah.
I think we filed jointly, but we didn't get like a crazy $800 or anything like that. I think the most I've ever gotten from taxes is maybe $500.
I used to get, well, and
in 2021, I was filing, and it said I was going to get like $2,500, and I was like, hallelujah. Turns out my dad had taken my stimulus. And so the TurboTax kept saying, your information is wrong. There's something that's not adding up. And I was like, what? So I had to call them and be like, hey, did you get my stimulus? And he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. And then I got like maybe $200.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember Sister Sarah, that's usually who does our taxes for us because she's really good with those kind of numbers and stuff.
Right.
I'm a complete moron. I have no idea what that stuff means. Mm-hmm. So I go and ask her. And she's told us to try the whole separate thing, but I don't know how that stuff works. So, like, I don't want to do something wrong and end up getting subpoenaed to, you know, federal court or something.
I've been filing
like
my taxes since I was 16.
Right.
Same.
So, I mean, which, mind you, TurboTax.
And he's been married since.
Since I was. Which was funny. I'll tell you this. When I was going through my divorce, my ex-wife had me file her taxes.
That's funny.
But I was like,
she's going to get subpoenaed. She gets audited.
No, never. But so TurboTax, it's fairly simple. It has it all laid out for you. You know, yeah. You just enter your employer number ID and it pulls it if your employer is large enough.
Right.
Which all three of our employers are.
I always just take the picture.
I figure yours
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think mine is.
So
I
when I go to the IRS website, bro, I'm filling in every box.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, you filing taxes.
Mm-hmm. And you might as well be writing it pen and paper.
I told Chloe, I said, yeah. The thing.
I mean, dude, well, I thought I was going to have to do that last year because my...
pen and paper?
Yeah, well, my old employer.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would
I was
suck.
Having a hard time accessing my W-2 again because they didn't send me... I'm sure they sent one in the mail, but it was my old address. I hadn't updated my address for my old employer.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if you remember, but that address is 1,100 miles away.
Really, you live that far away?
I did. So
it just keeps getting further and further.
They had a digital W-2, but you had to be able to access it on, like, their domain.
Oh, I
and I didn't know. I couldn't remember my password. I didn't know if maybe they had, like, cut me out. Because after a certain amount of time, they just cancel your account because you're no longer an employee. And so finally, after, like, weeks of trying this, that, and the other, I finally found it, and I was immediately like, screenshot, like, I'm not losing this thing.
Yeah, bro.
But I thought I was gonna have to file like paper and call and try to figure out my W-2 information because I couldn't.
That's whack.
Yeah, it is garbage. Yeah, so that's why we haven't. I'm not looking forward to
taxes suck.
It is stupid. Like, taxes suck. Of course, the returns are all worth it, but filing for it, dude. It's
well, the returns are dope until you know, like,
have
you
to pay in.
Yeah. Well, I'm having to pay in $87 federal, and then on top of that, with TurboTax, you got to pay the $69 for deluxe. And I'm like, hold up. I was like, we're gonna go back to regular edition, and it goes, you cannot because you have a health savings account. I said, yes, I can, and I tried to remove it, would not. So I was like, you know what? We're going to IRS. Because they won't charge. I asked my buddy that did it at work, because that's how he did it. I said, they didn't charge you? He said, no. I said, did you look at the TurboTax? Why? He said, mm-mm. He goes, they take my money. I'm not going to them.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I used to have a buddy that he used to go to Jackson Hewitt, and they're really good. So I'm not mm-hmm. I'm not dogging them. So don't hear what I'm not saying. But, you know, that's how they make their money, is like they have to charge you to do your taxes. And, man, he walked in there. He was there for like an hour or so. He walked out. And he was just all happy. I said, why are you so happy? He said, they only charged me $500 to do it. I go,
whoa. Holy cow.
$500. I was like, that's like, dude. He said, bro, that ain't nothing with the tax return I'm getting. I go, oh, my God.
And this some folks that make money.
Money, son. They
said, that ain't nothing with the tax return I'm getting.
I was like, they must be good at what they do. I was like, that's a lot.
You ready? One of these days, we'll have to use Jackson Hewitt.
Oh, I know. I know.
Use one of them. I think I know a couple like business owners that go through Thomas Spate and Noble to do their get the W-2s for employees.
Yeah,
I'm just like, man, I can't imagine.
Just use me. I'll make a little
not ready for
closet where I do it. Yeah, I have like a little laptop, and I'm like, next.
A lot of people use Sarah.
Yeah,
they'll ask Sarah to do it. I don't know how much she charges.
But. She charged me $50 to do mine. One time.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but she uses TurboTax, so it's like 15 minutes. I mean, she just
dad and
busting through it. I mean,
Mom and Daniel, they, I think for theirs, the lady charges them like $200.
Yeah.
But they've got at least three dependents, if not four.
Now, how does that work? So do they file dependents separately? Like, it's just, Nick, Ethan, Caitlin.
Well, they can't claim Nick. They can't claim me. I don't know if they can claim Ethan. I'm sure they can because he still lives under the roof. And I don't know how they split that up. If
that's what I'm saying. I wonder how that works.
Sometimes
I know with my dad and mom, dad claimed me and mom claimed Lance. And so then dad was over all of my insurance, dental, medical, all that. He had to take care of me on that front. And mom was over Lance. So they got the benefit of it in taxes, where you got to claim the child you're paying for their insurance. But then on the flip side of that, for the whole year, you have to pay their insurance.
Yeah.
So you're really not making any money. You're
breaking
maybe
joint.
Even.
There's a little bit different. It's different for every case.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
A buddy of mine at work, he's got like four kids. He's getting like $6,000.
Yeah.
He said one year he got $11,000.
I just don't understand how that works. Like, is that just like...
Start pumping kids out. You'll learn.
Well, no. Like, I'm just saying, is that
yeah,
like...
when you and Caitlin get pregnant, you'll realize how
well, is that like
work.
Compensation for, like, the stuff you have to pay? Like, that's what I'm trying to understand. Like, all these people that get this huge amount of tax return at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, is that like a way of trying to compensate for the money that you had to pay to take care of them during the year? Like, what is the large amount given back
for? Well, I mean, I would assume that...
It's because you're taking care of somebody, I would assume. I mean, because they're dependent. You have to take care of
them.
Well,
yeah, I mean.
As many problems as there are with America and homelessness and like hunger, I don't think that the brass of America wants to think about children starving. So,
no.
I mean, I would hope not.
Throw out $3,000 per kid at the beginning of the year, and hopefully the parents use it on the kids.
Yeah, I got you. That makes sense.
Which, like the guy I'm talking about, a good buddy of mine, he's loaded. Like, he puts back, like, I think he said, if not half more of his tax return.
It, that was
plus,
that was,
I mean, that yeah, exactly you that. You back. Can set that back, and then that can be something. That
college fund.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the back for their first car, something like that. Because that's what we would do.
That's the goal for, if we get anything back at all.
Have we become a Finance Bros podcast?
Do not eat at McDonald's.
Yeah, don't do it at the trap.
Welcome to day trading.
Yeah, no kidding. That was funny. We need to come up with a new logo now. With the money
it's
sign.
It's just stocks.
Yeah. The little man's got a tie and a briefcase.
Yeah, that's good with a little hat.
He's
little
still
hat.
Broken. Like the one arm that he has.
But he
arm.
Has investors.
That's where the, yes.
And his briefcase is just at his broke foot.
But the brakes look like the stocks. It's not like Barry Marks' stocks.
That's, I love it.
We got to stop.
Yeah.
The money's rolling.
Yeah. Anybody who needs...
Money's not rolling. That is a lie.
No. Anybody who needs logos, hit us up.
Hit us up. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We'll just put it on our dry erase board and I just keep throwing stuff out. Jackal. Nick, it's not Pictionary.
Jezebel.
Oh, hey. God, not Jezebel. Okay, let me tell you why that's so funny. We was in youth class about 10 years ago. And my wife's cousin... he was fascinated with the story of Jezebel, okay? So anytime we would do Bible trivia or anything that you had to answer out loud, his first and only answer would be Jezebel. So he's like...
Something as simple as, who threw a rock and killed Goliath?
Jezebel!
God, dog.
Who is Jesus' mother?
Jezebel!
You know, like, little...
That's awful.
Yeah, you know, like, he knew it was wrong, but he was going to get somebody to say Jezebel.
Who is Jesus' mother?
So, oh, that's why that's so funny, because every time we think of it, like, you know who you're talking about. But
we played Pictionary last weekend while y'all were gone.
I was just about to say, Daniel invited us to that, and just know I'm coming and I'm gonna whip.
I'm gonna tell you,
that game.
It'll be guys versus girls.
Oh, okay, good.
Dude, I'll put it like this. I think it was Icky was drawing.
We've won both times we've played by like one or two points.
We won
last week. Are you counting our time?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, it was awesome.
It was so funny, Daniel. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Reminded me. Daniel said that Becca's dad. Trying to go against Kenny, and Kenny beat him both times.
Oh.
That's that poor guy.
No.
I think he was going easy on
it. Well, so Dad did that. The word was donut. He didn't draw anything. So they could get a point.
I'm not pulling my punches with Caitlin or Kennedy. The fact that Caitlin drew three circles and somebody yelled out turtle, like,
yeah.
Well, she literally drew a big circle and then two little circles beside it and, like, was going to draw the head, and Becca screamed out, turtle! How did you get turtle from that? I mean, this. Circle, circle, circle. And she was like, turtle! What?
Oh, bro, Icky drew two columns, and I yelled, Colosseum. And we got it. And mom goes, how did you get that? I said, the Roman Empire is with me forever. And, dude, they would just put crap on the board, and I'd just yell it out, and I'd get it in the first, like, 20 seconds.
Listen, I'm not an artist by no means, but, like, I thoroughly enjoy that game.
Dude,
I used to do it on my phone against people, like, across the world.
How would you draw Hello Kitty? Because I drew a kitty, drew the devil, and I drew hell. And I don't know what Caitlin drew, our little sister. I don't know what she drew. They got it. Dude, it took us, like, 10 minutes. Dad kept going, draw something else. I'm like, dude, there's nothing else to draw.
Yeah, you draw a cat and you draw a
bow.
A text box that says hello.
You can't
draw words.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't? Oh.
So that's why I drew the devil. And then I was like, what is, and I'm pointing to like devil. They're like, hell. Hell,
oh, yeah.
Kitty, hell, you... kitty. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, devil, kitty. I'm like, you're going the wrong way.
Becca and I had to draw burning bridges.
How do you...
I don't know if you've ever tried to draw burning bridges, but it's kind of hard. We drew fire, and I drew a bridge, and the fire was hitting the bridge. And they were like, fire bridge, fire walk. I was like, no!
You ever drew expensive? I had to draw that last weekend. It was Ethan.
$3 signs.
It was, well, here's the thing. Dude, they were drawing gas. They were like, Ethan drew a gas pump. I was like,
yeah, no.
Gas.
I don't know,
gas.
That's smart though.
Yeah.
If you drew the number though, I mean.
And I think he started drawing stocks.
Start with $3 signs, then maybe a gas station, then maybe a cheesecake factory.
Like, I mean, dude, he was like drawing stuff. I was like, what is going on here?
Draw the state of Tennessee,
dude.
Everything dude, is expensive.
I tried drawing a park bench. We were there for 10 minutes. I was yelling at them. I had to draw a bus stop, a road, a bus driving down. I drew the bench, and then
for
I drew a...
For what?
For bench. They couldn't get bench. They're like, what is that? They're like, park. I said, no. They're like, wilderness. I'm like, because there's two trees and a bench.
Like, did you point arrows at the bench?
I circled it. Then I had to draw a whole scene of a bus driving down to a bus stop.
So what I'm hearing is we're all just stupid.
Yeah, yeah. We used all of our smarts in the first eight rounds to stomp them, and then later in the...
No, for real. The first time we played, they were up like five. The girls were up 5-0 because we were trying to draw stuff that was too
elaborate. Just draw it easy.
I mean, I think we finally realized to just draw simple stuff whenever Caitlin drew three circles and somebody...
Men are so simple-minded anyways. I don't know why we're trying to elaborate.
Well, dude, I'm going to say this. Icky had one column, and he was drawing the second one. And I just yelled, Colosseum. I mean, he wasn't drawing an elaborate thing.
Uh-huh. That's funny, man. I'm excited. He invited us out to it. I don't know when y'all do it, but
we've been doing it Sunday nights.
Yeah, it'll be this weekend.
I'll need to get some Benadryl for Caitlin before we come out there so she can take it.
With us recording Sunday, as much as we're recording, I don't know if I'm going to go.
We got a lot to do.
We'll have another 3 hours of recording.
Yeah, you missed the introduction of why this week's been down.
It's all right. You can listen to
it. You can go back and listen to it. I'll go back and listen.
It's been rough, man.
I agree with you. My car went out. I might have to buy a transmission.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even tell why his week's been stupid.
End of the month, so it's already stupid. I was sick.
Is that work related?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We needed 1.8 on Monday. We ended up shipping like 500 or 600K over. They wanted 5.1. We gave them like 5.6, 5.7, something like that.
So why is that bad?
Well, no, it's just hectic. It's just busy.
Rough. Oh,
it tears you down.
I got you.
I started getting sick Wednesday. Went in Thursday, felt awful. Went home Thursday night, was sitting on the toilet and went, I'm going to use a day of vacation tomorrow. And by God, I did. I went to bed. I was asleep before 9:30 Thursday night. Woke up at 6 yesterday, went back up to the bedroom, laid in the bed, woke up at 10:30.
Oh, my God.
And then I cleaned our entire apartment, was sweating buckets, and Chloe goes, well, if that sinus infection gave you a fever, you broke it.
You definitely broke it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like $1 million. My car's going out. Don't know why. Thought it just needed transmission fluid. They can't diagnostic it. I'm like, can we just, like, trade it in? And Chloe goes, we'll have to talk to Mom. I said, I need a car.
Yes, you do.
I'm driving the new one.
Oh, that's bad.
That's what's up.
I'm digging it, dude. She ain't going to give it to me, though.
No. Oh, no. I'm still driving my truck, even though I bought the car. It's just that it is.
All right. Well, we are at time for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for bearing with us as we're dealing with this, as we're still recovering from this loss of all of our episodes. And thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please feel free to reach out to us on our socials or email us at 3sgm2022@gmail.com.
And as always, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Hope you guys have a great week and stay weird.
Your guys' support means so much to us. Follow us on all of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere that you guys find us. Tell your friends. Like our page. Give us a 5-star rating. Do whatever you guys can. Keep supporting us, and we'll try to keep doing the best we can to support you guys. Till next time.
Peace.